Hey, real quick, before we jump in, my friend Alina Vincent, who is the queen of online challenges, is opening her doors to her signature fast, easy, and profitable online challenges program. I think you definitely want to check out this step-by-step system that totally works. I've used it. It shows you the right way to create, fill, and monetize your online challenges. So just go to jenlehner.com/Alina, and that's Alina.
Hey guys, it's Gary Vaynerchuk, and you're listening to the Front Row Entrepreneur Podcast with our girl, Jen.
I have a membership site called the Front Row VIP, which is a soup to nuts online business development learning portal for people at various stages of their journey in entrepreneurship and marketing. So people learn things like how to run Facebook ads and how to create simple but effective funnels and how to really use social media in a way that makes sense for their businesses. We also cover all sorts of online and digital tools. We talk about productivity, all sorts of things. So inside this membership site, I think one of the most valuable things that we do is our monthly coaching calls. And on these calls, members ask questions and I do my very best to answer them. But because I am obviously not all-knowing, I do not have all the answers for everything. But what I do guarantee is that if I don't know the answer to their question, I'll do my best to find the answer for them. So I decided to format the Q&As in such a way that members submit their questions in advance, because I've seen it the other way when everything is just sort of riffing. And while I think it's okay to leave room for some last minute on the fly questions, I am just too impatient and too busy to show up for somebody's live stream where the host is hemming and hawing their way through an answer. Really, when I attend a training like this, I really like it when things are kept tight and focused. And so having the format that we've set up allows me to do just that. So I thought it might be helpful to walk you through the actual process of what our Q&A looks like. So a week before each Q&A, my amazing assistant, Nika, posts an announcement in our Facebook group and sends an email to every member reminding them to submit their questions for the Q&A. And this email goes out the Friday before our Q&A, which usually happens on a Tuesday. I don't really think it matters what day you host your Q&A. I like Tuesday because if I ever take a long weekend, I never have to worry about rescheduling the Q&A. So anyway, when Nika posts this reminder in the Facebook group and sends it out via email, she includes a link to a simple form. We use Kajabi, and Kajabi makes this really easy. And the form asks the member to post a question. And there's like a little box. It just says, post your question down below. And right above the little window where they type their question, we remind them of what a good question looks like. When we first started doing these Q&As and we first started the membership site, every once in a while, I would get a question from someone that would be like, I'm starting a new XYZ business. How should I market it? Which, of course, an answer to that would be an entire marketing class. So we encourage our members to ask a question that is very specific. We also ask them to post any relevant links, which is usually a link to their website or a Facebook page or a sales page that they want feedback on. Nika then takes all the questions that have been submitted and she creates simple slides, one slide per question. And these slides have the member's picture on the slide with their question beside their picture. They're quite attractive, I must say. The slides, that is, not the members, but the members are attractive. The members are attractive too. So anyway, in the speaker notes below the slides, Nika puts links to those relevant resources that we asked them for. So those are right at my fingertips. Also, if Nika can answer any of these questions, because a lot of times the questions are technical in nature, or they're about a particular platform or tool like Kajabi or ConvertKit or Lead Pages or something like that. So then Nika will answer the question in the notes with her thoughts and ideas, as well as sort of give me a head start with creating a few slides to answer the questions graphically. Like if they need screenshots or something like that, she'll go ahead and put those on the slides that come after the initial question slide. We give the members a deadline of Friday at 5 p.m. And this allows me to have all of the weekend plus Monday to go into the slides and do any research that I need to do to answer their questions and to elaborate on anything that Nika has already started to answer. Before we go live with the training, a couple of things happen. The first thing is an announcement and a reminder is posted in the Facebook group. And then an announcement is sent out via email about 30 minutes before we go live. And then about 5 minutes before we go live, we send out a messenger bot reminder to all the members who are subscribed to that messenger bot. Now, the people who can't attend these live coaching sessions are told that they can still submit their questions and get their questions answered even if they aren't there live, because we send out a replay to everybody after the fact, and we put timestamps next to whatever question it is that each member asks. So they're able to fast forward directly to their question and see the answer. And this works really well for our members who are in different time zones or just can't make the live calls. So when the call is over, Nika downloads the recording, she uploads it into the membership site and links it to the private Facebook community. We also will email it out to the members via email. And we also want to make sure and use these live calls to be strategic to continue to grow our membership. So we always make sure to promote it in our larger free group as well. And when the training is over, we post an eye-catching graphic with some copy that says something like, hey, if you're in Front Row VIP, because a lot of our Front Row VIPers hang out in the big free group. So we say, hey, if you're in Front Row VIP, the replay has just posted and we had some great questions that were asked. And then we'll actually post all the questions with the timestamps, but of course, not the answer, just the question underneath that graphic. And then we'll also add a link to the actual replay. But the thing is, if anybody clicks on that link and they aren't a member of Front Row VIP, then they're not going to be able to access it. So this is just a way of always staying top of mind with the members in our free group so that they know that we have this higher level of programming available to them. Also, if you're someone who hosts your own weekly live calls or monthly calls or whatever, don't forget to snap a fun photo or a short video clip with your phone while you're live. And then later, post that to your Instagram or your Facebook stories, and with the permission of your members, tag them because they'll share it out too. And that's just another great way to highlight what you're doing. I think there are a lot of membership sites that offer live calls, but not everybody provides the same level of support. So if you're really going the extra mile to answer your questions, or you answer the questions for your members in a really very thorough sort of a way, and you feel like you're giving a level of service that is really above and beyond that of your competitors, and I have to say, I think that is what we deliver in Front Row VIP. The only way for anybody on the outside world to know that you're doing that is for you to let them know that you're doing that. And obviously, if your members go out and shout out your awesomeness to the rest of the world, that can help too, but we really can't count on that, right? Like, that's outside of our control. So you want to make sure that you are really highlighting this very important part of your programming. So this is definitely one of our shorter episodes. I hope you found it helpful. I hope you maybe will think about offering an online monthly Q&A call for your audience if you aren't already doing that. It's a really wonderful way to give enormous value, but it's also a great way to keep your skills sharp. We've attached a template of our process along with the checklist on the show notes page, and you'll find that at jenlehner.com/040. That's jenlehner.com/040. See you next time.